Broadcasting this morning from Village Jewelry and Repair here on Main Street in Grafton. And if I can read numbers backwards, 954.
Mm-hmm.
Verifying that?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure I get the help there. On Main Street in Grafton. And, of course, you can see the WEL van parked out in front.
Right.
Unless you have to pull in this kind of, don't hit the front end of it. He's sticking out just a little bit over. That's all I'm saying. I was coming through here this morning, and that's how I spotted the place as I was coming up with the sunrise, as you mm-hmm. so much say, that we've got this morning. But joining us this morning, when we do spotlights, we like to find out what's happening within the schools. Superintendent Bruce Willingham joins us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
All right. So let's see. What kind of a thing that happens for you on a Tuesday morning? Going out to different schools? You have to meet with other administrators? What usually is going on with
you? Always start with a cup of coffee.
Okay.
it's just so different from day to day. Sometimes you just take a walk around the buildings, pop your head in classrooms, say good morning to people, say good morning to kids as they come in. Some days it's traffic duty. Some days it's, you've got more structured meetings. So some days you get to come on the radio and talk about great things with your school. So,
well, we appreciate you coming in this morning. What's some of the things we want to talk about? I guess there's a new strategic plan.
Yeah, we spent about a year on our new strategic plan. We had over 200 community members and students and families, teachers, staff members. So it was a big project, and it took a long time. But I think we really came up with a great plan, a great direction for our future. So we came up with a new mission. Our new mission is, Midview, where the community educates and empowers. And that's an important part. The community aspect was really big for us because we have so many of our staff members that have children in the schools, have lived here, have grown up here, and it's a very tight-knit community. So that was really important to us. The other three important things to us as part of our vision moving forward into 2025 is there's three major areas that we want to focus on. We were talking a few minutes ago about school safety. School safety has to be paramount nowadays. Another part of that is social emotional health. So many of our kids are just dealing with things that they can't necessarily understand and things that they didn't experience. So any way that we can help them, with that social emotional needs. And then finally, developing unique educational pathways for kids. So just finding new opportunities and new things for kids and what they can do moving forward.
In these, does it mean new resources, new collaborations? What does it mean?
So it's interesting. When we talk about educational pathways, it doesn't always have to be something, different or something new. It's got to be something maybe redesigned. So we took a look at some of the offerings that we had for kids. An example is, there's been a big push recently for STEM education. And, as part of that, last year we developed a STEM class, designated class for students at our fifth and sixth grade building. We've now transitioned that down to our third and fourth grade building as well. So we're taking teachers and we're helping them become more of facilitators, more of guides, more of, to try and get kids out of their comfort zone. It's not like it used to be. You don't just line kids up in chairs. They don't just sit there and fold their hands. You got to engage them. You've got to engage them in their own learning. You've got to really, include them in what they're doing and let them discover. I mean, that's the most important aspect of what it is today. So many years ago, I joke with people that, we had to memorize things like the Gettysburg Address, right? You don't need that. You've got your phone in your pocket. Nowadays, we need to teach kids how to transfer knowledge to the real world. So give them real world experiences and challenge them with a problem and then help guide them through it. So that's when we talk about those educational pathways, that's what we're really thinking of. Yeah, we're expanding our advanced placement classes. We're expanding career tech for kids. But we've got to expand some of the discovery learning for kids.
How do you measure that?
Well,
because, certain things, right and wrong answers, those type of things. Some of this other stuff has more of there's many different ways to get to the same solution in a sense and discovery. How do you kind of measure that or that they're doing the process that you want?
Yeah, the interesting thing is it depends on who you ask, right? If you ask the state of Ohio, it's, hey, we're going to measure it with one test on one day. I think many of us educators would disagree with that piece of it. To me, when a kid, if you really want to see what they're doing and how they're really learning and what they're doing, let's take a look at the work, just the student work. It doesn't have to be right or wrong. It doesn't have to be true or false. It doesn't have to be multiple choice. It's got to be, let's pose a problem and let's pose a question. I think we could all agree as adults, we learn from mistakes. We learn from things that, you know, maybe we didn't do right. And that's what we need to be okay with kids doing too. Yeah, we have standards. Yeah, we have goals. But it can't be you need to meet it by this date or you need to meet it by, you know, tomorrow. Each kid is going to take their own path, and we need to just help guide them through it. So I would say we're going to go by, when do you master that skill? When can we tell a parent, hey, you know, your child met this skill? It may be a month after one of the other kids, but that's okay. The goal is still to meet that same standard.
Those state report cards came out last week.
Yeah.
And so I imagine you're in that camp where you say it's one part, one measurement, one part of the educational component, but it's not everything.
Absolutely. You know, it's an important aspect. I think it's more important for the community sometimes than it is, you know, for us in education. And it's just because I think the way it's been portrayed, you know, unfortunately, I think the state kind of pits school districts against each other, you know, and it's not necessarily, you know, what it should be. So, you know, a couple stats, and stats can always be misleading. But, you know, when you open up the paper and you see, you know, Midview Local Schools got a C, that seems average. That just seems, oh, well, you got a C, no big deal. I mean, I, you know, if you were like me when I got home from school, if I came home with a C, my parents weren't necessarily too happy. You know, they wanted to make sure my effort was there and things, but they weren't in love with that grade. And the state tries to tell people that's not what it means. They think that's adequate growth and things like that, but the general public doesn't see it that way. They see a C, so it can be misleading. Some of the things that I would share on that aspect, and that I have shared with our board, with our staff did an absolutely fantastic job last year. We threw a lot of new things at them, a lot of changes, a lot of, you know, directional things. And what came out of that is we saw 74% growth as a district on those state tests. We saw 50% of our kids, 50% scored accelerated or advanced on those state tests, and we still got a C. Figure that one out. You know, so when we look at that, you know, math went up 57%. English went up, I think, 12% or 13%. We had science and social studies, which were over 85 and 90%, both go up 2%. That's when you know you're doing things right, when you're seeing that growth. But again, that's one measure. You know, we have multiple formative assessments that take place throughout the year too, where teachers can kind of track where kids are going and what kind of progress they're making. But, you know, we're happy with the growth that we made. I mean, 74% growth, we're pretty pleased.
Talking this morning with Superintendent Bruce Willingham with the Midview School District. Midview is one of those that has the campus style with some of the different schools. In my mind, it's one of the earlier ones that seem to have done it in the area, that what a lot of people are doing. How has that worked out, and what are some of the interesting things that come about having those kind of separate buildings but yet same location, so there's kind of a close interaction between all that?
Our campus is beautiful. I mean, if you've driven around it, I mean, we get a lot of compliments. Our maintenance supervisor, Jason Ashworth, does a fantastic job. His crew is just great. You know, that's the first thing we say every summer is, you know, it's amazing how much work they get done. The campus feel is fantastic because you've got all five of your buildings there. We've got our sporting events. Everything is there. So, you know, because we serve five communities, it becomes the epicenter of the community. So it really is what Midview is. So instead of having to drive around the different communities, everybody comes to us, which makes sense when you're serving multiple communities. So it's fantastic. The only downside, truthfully, is pick up and drop off. It becomes a nightmare with traffic. I've been doing a lot of traffic duty. We changed some procedures. We had some buses getting blocked and some fire lane issues and things like that because, you know, when you release 900 of your smallest kids at one time, traffic definitely becomes an issue. So it's been nice. It's been hot, but it's been fun to get out there and interact with parents and kind of talk them through. And parents are doing a great job. They're appreciative that, you know, we're helping the kids be safe and making sure that the campus is better. But, you know, we have a great feel. I mean, you know, if you walk around a campus, it's hard not to smile.
It seems also the kids maybe don't have as much of anxiety of going to a different building because they see it every day or they know of it. It's not something, a whole different place. The routine doesn't really change that much as they progress through the different
Years. It's, you know, again, they take some field trips. They take some walks around. We built a new tennis court, actually six of them, but right in the middle of campus. And now our elementary kids are able to go over and actually have some tennis units. So they see that campus. They walk the campus. We have a walking path that connects all of the buildings. So, you know, they're able to get out, get some exercise, take a little trip, sometimes just stretch their legs a little bit and do some learning while they're walking.
How's the enrollment curve look like? What do you see on the horizon or coming? Or
we've been pretty steady, but we're definitely growing. We saw a large number of families move into the district this year. We saw a large number of families come in with beginning building documents as well. So breaking ground, later this fall or even some of them in the winter. So we've heard the projections that we'll probably at minimum have about 1,000 houses in the next few years added to the area. So, we're definitely looking and planning to see how that really impacts us right now. But we're excited for the growth.
You mentioned school buses a moment ago, and one just went by. There's an effort, especially in a few northern Lorain County communities, to get seatbelts on newer school buses. What are your thoughts on that?
I go back and forth about this. I think the in-town busing, I don't know that you truthfully need seatbelts on those. I think if you're going to do it, it's one of those things where if you look at the safety, designs or however they are with buses, it's not truthfully a safety issue to not have them. I would say if we were purchasing buses that were going to take us maybe longer trips, to Columbus or something like that, that may be a good idea because of the higher speeds maybe. But I think we feel pretty confident in our buses now. We do have seatbelts on some. They're typically more for our special needs students.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. It's been nice chatting with you today to see what's happening here in the Midview School District. How's the football team doing?
We're young.
Okay.
We're young.
All right.
It's we're doing well. We're starting, I think, five sophomores. So we knew this was going to be one of those years where it depends on how quick the kids mature, but they're playing really hard. They're playing really hard. They're working hard for Coach Shaw, and he's definitely getting the most out of those guys. So we lost a tough one to Amherst this week after starting 2-0, but I think we're gonna jump on board. I believe we play Lakewood this week, so hopefully we can jump on that one a little bit.
Everybody wants to forget this past weekend with all the weather too, that kind of created a whole different issue for schools and stadiums.
It was an interesting Friday night.
And what to do with them. Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning to share a little bit what's happening with the Midview School District.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Bruce Willingham joining us today, Superintendent of Schools.